And that's the time when we collected mushrooms. We love mushrooms, Mara and I. But we don't know anything about mushrooms. But we thought we did. So we went and plucked a lot of little mushrooms, and we would tell each other, yeah, that's the right cut. Sure, that's the right cut. You see, it's brown underneath. That's right, it was brown underneath. It's fine. And that was 2 years. And we had this woman there who's from Dehradun. They know, Delhi, Dehradun, these people know mushrooms very well. They have forests of them over there in the north of India. So we heard her say, no, this is poisonous. What they call little umbrellas made from excreta of the dogs, you know. That's when they come up. Don't touch them. She does not think. Isn't she ignorant, this lady? We told each other, we know. So we gathered a lot of those mushrooms, and then just in butter, we just cook. And Gohar said, listen, I have no stomach pump. If anything happens to any of you, I don't know what to do. So anyway, she wouldn't eat any, so that at least she would be alive. Well, we ate, we assured ourselves it was very delicious. It wasn't, actually. And we ate that because it became so much, you know. The real mushroom would still be fleshy. This was not fleshy at all. And then we wouldn't tell each other, but we had the funniest feeling. And Baba gave me that morning a very important document from Elizabeth Patterson, a legal thing, about 5 pages to type, because that was one of the duties Baba would give me. I don't know how I did it. You know, my head was floating up in the air. I suppose it's something what the American Indians have, I don't know. And I wasn't sleepy. But you know, it was a still state somewhere, and I just typed here under their form with a name, blah blah, on and on and on. And I said to myself, my God, this is a nightmare. This is terrible. God knows how many mistakes I've made. Do you know? Not a single mistake. Now in the meantime, I was greedier than the others, so I had more of it. Now, Mary had less of it, but they also had it to some extent, because later it came out and she said, you know, I couldn't put the toothbrush, I didn't know where to put it, and it got all mixed up, where should the toothbrush be, and the little domestic things. And then it goes, why didn't you tell me, why didn't you tell me? I said, I thought I'm the only one who had it. She said, I'm the only one. We never touch those mushrooms again. Now we only get the ones that come and tag it, the real fleshy kind. I've read up a lot about mushrooms since then. You can feel the handle, stem. Then it's all right. Gabba said, see, I told you all. You know, Gabba has a third voice. You know, Gabba has one voice, very gentle, because she's naturally a gentle person. That's her nature. One voice that is even gentler and very different somehow, which she reserves for doctors only. For official etiquette, you know, especially. And one is when she's excited about something, or the service, any of us. So she's like, I told you I'm going to get on the television. We're all right, we're all right.
Didn't care, Stella.
But Baba, yeah, tea. This is Baba's thing for tea. Hewlett was ill. And there's a Baba lover called Al Forbes husband, who died. So Baba would do A and L both together. One hand A, one hand L. Because that was a name that had to be spelled. Otherwise, Baba just did gestures. There was no alphabet involved.
Did Baba ever mention anything about you eating those mushrooms?
No.
Did you tell him?
Of course, we never ate them again. I don't know. It was awful. It was not strong. But you know, you were not oriented, you were not on the ground. you, this part has been cut off and 6 inches above your head. And yet, I typed out so perfectly, not a single spelling mistake, not a single word left out. I couldn't believe it. And all very legal, so it's not something that you can follow in a paragraph, you know. Here under mention, here about this, and then, oh God, legal jargon.